Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 325. Take up thy cross, the Savior said, if thou wouldst my disciple be. Thyself deny, the world forsake, and humbly follow after me. Hymn number 325. The scriptural will be given by Karen from California.
John, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. For they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom come,
thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 183. Make haste, O man, to do whatever must be done. Thou hast no time to lose in sloth when all to truth must come. Hymn number 183.
Oh,
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin each Sunday here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson and other topics that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better Christian Science. And we had another really good one this morning, so if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com, and you can also find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. Excuse me. We have a Sunday school that meets at 11 every Sunday morning, and that Sunday school is available to children anywhere if they have a telephone. It has its own Dell conference number, which is just for the Sunday school, and many of our students don't live in the area and do attend via telephone. So if you don't live in the area and have a child of Sunday school age, please call us. We'll give you the number, and our Sunday school teachers would be very happy to welcome your children to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives changed for the better through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we have a nursery for infants and toddlers. So if you do stop by, you can bring the whole family. And a reminder, we are going to have our next Bible study this coming Saturday, November 2nd. It will take place at the usual time, 10 a.m. East Coast time. And that will be daylight saving time, because the next day is when we change clocks. So that's next weekend. So the Bible study, the questions are on our website. So take a look and please join us next Saturday at 10 a.m. We have now 18 different websites in 18 different languages. This is our missionary work. And each of our websites contains the very finest of Christian Science literature available. And through these websites, we are able to reach people around the world, in many cases in their own language. And everything that we provide on our websites is offered free of charge. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to join anything. This is the Word of God freely given. And we are grateful to those of you who have found us through one of our websites, have found the healing power of Christian Science. I would like to point out an article that's being featured now on our English language website entitled Our Life Purpose by Martha Wilcox. It's really good to think every day about why we are here and what life is all about. And this is an excellent article. I recommend it highly. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from our textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Andrea from Idaho.
Good morning. From page 700 of Science and Health, a grateful testimony. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This has been proven to me in every way. When Christian Science came to me, I was a wreck, physically, mentally, and financially. But since the reading of Science and Health turned my thought toward the light, I have found that, as far as I am willing to receive the word and live it, all comforts are supplied me. I am especially grateful for the spiritual help. I know that things which I did last year, I would not do or think this year, and am satisfied. Through the careful and prayerful study of Science and Health, I have been lifted from sickness to health, from sorrow to peace, from lack to plenty, and the most beautiful of all, from darkness to light. Initials HSC, Seattle, Washington.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 8 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: probation after death. The golden text is from Romans. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from the love of God. The responsive reading is from Psalms. I love the Lord, because he hath heard my voice and my supplications.
Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live.
The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow.
Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul.
Gracious is the Lord, and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful.
The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me.
Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee.
For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling.
I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Imogene from Australia will now read.
The Bible, Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Luke. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And, as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Mark. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And, behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him. While he yet spake, there come from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talita kumi, which is, being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished, with a great astonishment. John, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Hebrews. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory. Forasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. 1 Corinthians. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
Florence will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. God is the creator of man, and the divine principle of man remaining perfect, the divine idea or reflection man remains perfect. Man is the expression of God's being. The relations of God and man, divine principle and idea, are indestructible in science, and science knows no lapse from nor return to harmony, but holds the divine order or spiritual law in which God and all that he creates are perfect and eternal, to have remained unchanged in its eternal history. Life is eternal. We should find this out and begin the demonstration thereof. Life and goodness are immortal. Jesus demonstrated this, healing the dying and raising the dead. When man gives up his belief in death, he will advance more rapidly towards God, life, and love. Death is not a stepping stone to life, immortality, and bliss. God, divine good, does not kill a man in order to give him eternal life, for God alone is man's life. God is at once the center and circumference of being. It is evil that dies. Good dies not. All forms of errors support the false conclusion that there is more than one life, that material history is as real and living as spiritual history, that mortal error is as conclusively mental as immortal truth, and that there are two separate antagonistic entities and beings, two powers, namely spirit and matter, resulting in a third person, mortal man, who carries out the delusions of sin, sickness, and death. Spiritual man is the image or idea of God, an idea which cannot be lost nor separated from its divine principle. When the evidence before the material senses yielded to spiritual sense, the apostle declared that nothing could alienate him from God, from the sweet sense and presence of life and truth. It is ignorance and false belief based on a material sense of things which hide spiritual beauty and goodness. Understanding this, Paul said, neither death, nor life, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. This is the doctrine of Christian Science, that divine love cannot be deprived of its manifestation or object, that joy cannot be turned into sorrow, for sorrow is not the master of joy, that good can never produce evil, that matter can never produce mind, nor life result in death. The perfect man, governed by God, his perfect principle, is sinless and eternal. There is but one way to heaven, harmony, and Christ in divine signs shows us this way. It is to know no other reality, to have no other consciousness of life than good, God and his reflection, and to rise superior to the so-called pain and pleasure of the senses. The belief that life and sensation are in the body should be overcome by the understanding of what constitutes man as the image of God. The fact that the Christ or truth overcame and still overcomes death proves the King of Terrors to be but a mortal belief or error which truth destroys with the spiritual evidences of life. And this shows that what appears to the senses to be death is but a mortal illusion. For to the real man and the real universe, there is no death process. Man is not the offspring of flesh, but of spirit, of life, not of matter. Because life is God, life must be eternal, self-existent. Life is the everlasting I am, the being who was and is and shall be whom nothing can erase. If the principle, rule, and demonstration of man's being are not in the least understood before what is termed death overtakes mortals, they will rise no higher spiritually in the scale of existence on account of that single experience, but will remain as material as before their transition, till seeking happiness through a material instead of through a spiritual sense of life, and from selfish and inferior motives. That life or mind is finite and physical, or is manifested through brain and nerves, is false. Hence, truth comes to destroy this error and its effects, sickness, sin, and death. To the spiritual class relates the scripture, on such the second death hath no power. If the change called death destroy the belief in sin, sickness, and death, happiness would be won at the moment of dissolution and be forever permanent. But this is not so. Perfection is gained only by perfection. They who are unrighteous shall be unrighteous still, until in divine science, Christ's truth removes all ignorance and sin. Mortals need not fancy that belief in the experience of death will awaken them to glorified being. Universal salvation rests on progression and probation and is unattainable without them. Heaven is not a locality, but a divine state of mind in which all the manifestations of mind are harmonious and immortal, because sin is not there, and man is found having no righteousness of his own, but in possession of the mind of the Lord, as the scriptures say. Death is but another phase of the dream that existence can be material. The dream of death must be mastered by mind here or hereafter. Thought will waken from its own material declaration, I am dead, to catch this trumpet word of truth, there is no death, no inaction, diseased action, overaction, nor reaction. Life is real, and death is the illusion. A demonstration of the facts of soul in Jesus' way resolves the dark visions of material sense into harmony and immortality. Man's privilege at this supreme moment is to prove the words of our Master, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. To divest thought of false trust and material evidences in order that the spiritual facts of being may appear. This is the great attainment by means of which we shall sweep away the false and give place to the true. Thus, we may establish in truth the temple or body whose builder and maker is God.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 32. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. Brood o'er us with thy sheltering wing, neath which our spirits blend like brother birds that soar and sing and on the same branch bend. The arrow that doth wound the dove darts not from those who watch and love. Hymn number 32.
Thank you.
Let's now sing hymn number 58. Father, we, thy loving children, lift our hearts with joy today, knowing well that thou wilt keep us ever in thy blessed way. Thou art love, and thou art wisdom. Thou art life, and thou art all. In thy spirit, living, moving, we shall neither faint nor fall. Hymn number 58.
Thank you. I will read from the Christian Science textbook, the Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. 1 John. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Amen.